Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes, there's a charge. I found out that my Sam's Club card through Synchrony Bank was stolen. And there's a charge on here that I did not make. And your person said it was made on the same day as all these other fraud charges were made.
All right, let's get it pulled up for you. What's your first and last name?
Angela Meadows.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
1272 Ganges East Road, Shiloh, Ohio.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out. So it looks like it's showing that your information was used to take a survey to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry, and you're saying you didn't do that?
No.
All right, yes, it looks like from there it enrolls you into our Bitetub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89, so that's why you have those charges on the account.
Yeah, I didn't make those.
Okay. Did you contact MasterCard or did you call us first?
Well, I talked to the people at MasterCard on April 27th because I was not aware at the time that my card had been hacked. I went to buy gas and it was declined, and when I called and asked them why, they said it was flagged because of purchases that were out of my norm.
Okay, so what do they tell you to do after that?
Well, we issued me a new card, and they said they received a letter requesting an address change to Florida, which I did not make. I live in Ohio. Why would I do that?
I know. All right,
They said these people have my social security number, everything.
That is horrible.
It makes you wonder. Because somebody
right.
else has a Sam's Club card. They got a letter like that, too, asking if they requested an address change. And I'm starting to wonder if Sam's Club was hacked.
Yeah, they probably are. People are getting those letters. All right. So, yeah, as long as you have not filed anything, you said you just got your card changed. Is that correct? So, did you file a fraud or dispute on these charges, or did you just get your card changed?
Well, I got my card changed, and they said they were going to go after him.
Did you file a fraud or dispute on the $59.89 charges?
No. They advised me to call the vendors that are listed on my statement first, and then they said to call back if I needed to and file the charges.
Okay. All right, that's fine. So we'll just go ahead and file the fraud. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
I know I didn't. Several people have access to my phone. I don't think anyone else would have. I mean, we don't need a vacuum cleaner.
I know, me either. Like, I have one of those kind of little robotic ones where they just do it itself.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I know. My kids, they love it. They just go around running behind it.
Yeah, that's just it. Our kids got so much little toys on the floor, it'd probably ruin it in a week.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, because it'd be running over everything.
Yeah. And my niece has one. She loves it.
What, talking about the vacuum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are nice. We actually have to have two because our hearts are so big, so we'll have to have at least two of them going at one time.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, they move pretty fast, but, you know, when you're trying to go ahead and clean up in a hurry, you don't want to be waiting all day for something to go all the way around the floor.
Right.
All right, so we did get those charges refunded for you. So just allow 3 to 5 business days for funds to process on the MasterCard. Did you get your cancellation number just in case you need to call us back?
She gave me a number, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so just keep that number. If you do have to call in to check on the refund, just give them that order confirmation. It'll flip everything on the account for you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Are you so welcome? Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.